The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So we've got Rusty Manziel in here with us in studio as we get set for the college football playoffs.
Rusty, don't split any tabs with Bo.
Let me tell you two things I learned this morning. Tiffany's tight, and you got to be committed. If Bo's going to buy you a drink in college,
wait,
you got to be.
Wait, I'm so confused.
You got to split your tab.
You got to be committed if Bo was going to buy you a drink as a lady.
What's the question?
We got another whole hour.
This ain't UNICEF, Rusty, all right? We ain't out here handing out free
drinks.
You're
dragged on my Twitter right now,
you take advantage of all the other suckers. You ain't taking advantage. I don't care.
I love it.
You think I care what people think?
Tiff, I'm on team Tiff.
You talk about the people on Twitter.
We're good.
Well, I wasn't giving you an evil look. Did I give you an...
I felt it through the radio. I was like, I got to get her and give Tiff a hug. So she's going to start. She's going to
fight somebody.
But you're going to Miami. You're in good shape.
That's warmer weather down there.
Yes.
Warmer weather down there. What's been up with you? Can we tell the story on air about snowpocalypse for you?
Yeah.
Because you were just telling me about your experience during snowpocalypse.
Listen, I've made a lot of bad decisions in my life. The best one I ever made was so Norcross High School was part of Gwinnett. Gwinnett High School systems, I believe, still the same. They go to school from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Well, not only that, but Gwinnett is the last, it's always the last school system to cancel classes.
Dude, no question.
And there's a reason behind it. It has to do with, free lunch and everything, but continue.
So I go watch, this is January, and this is when they only had one signing date, which was in February back then. I go watch Lorenzo Carter and Alvin Kamara work out that morning. Big recruiting stories. I knew both of those kids. I actually went and watched.
Good pair.
Diamond DeShields, the number one basketball player in the country, a girl. Delano DeShields.
No, I was going to ask if it was Delano's daughter. I was a massive Delano DeShields fan.
I'm not putting your business out there, Alvin, but they were kind of a couple. I went with Alvin. I'm a girl dad. I love sports.
Yeah.
And I went and watched this girl. This girl was a badass.
Okay.
And we still follow each other on social. She was a badass.
Okay.
Went and watched her play tonight.
Badass name.
Spent the night at the hotel, and I go watch those guys work out in the morning. Alvin doesn't show up. Later, another story. Lorenzo's there, and it's snowing like crazy at like 7:15, and I can start feeling like sleet. I'm like, boy, this might be a little worse than everybody thought. I was like, Lorenzo, give me about three quotes, and I got to roll, my man. So he gave me some quotes, and I get in the car, and I get to 285, and Mike, when I turned right to go 75 north, I felt it.
Uh-oh.
I felt it.
Like you're near where the battery is now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I've been telling you now that last scene in Braveheart where everybody's getting ready to lock it down and rumble, what it was going. And so I literally rode from all the way up to town center in the emergency lane. I probably went 10 miles in the emergency lane because it was starting to back up, and I got through that. And I'm telling you, when I went around when I got to Cartersville, my wife called me and said, tell me you're not in gridlock in Atlanta. And I said, I'm in Cartersville. And I literally missed it by 30 minutes.
One more quote from Lorenzo Carter and you'd have been done.
Oh, yeah. If he'd have said one more thing about Kirby Smart, I'd have been screwed. And oh, by the way, Kirby wound up coaching him, but he didn't get him. But he did get Alvin Kamara. Kirby Smart did get Alvin Kamara. He was a lead recruiter there. That was a great decision by me, man.
Yeah.
It's just crazy remembering that because that was the week the Super Bowl was in New York.
Yes.
It was so much happened on that snowpocalypse. And I remember watching it from where our old studios was back at the old station at 790. We were right across from where the battery is now.
Yep.
You just watched the traffic pile up. I ran my own little taxi. taxi cab out of the F-150 then.
I tell you what, the Saturday Night Live skit on Atlanta talking about
I never saw it.
It is you got to watch on YouTube.
All right.
It is
Didn't they do the Chipper Jones thing too?
Yes, with Chipper Jones. Him and Freddie Freeman. Yeah, picked each other. They were picking people up. But
I got the bobblehead of them on the
That's a good one.
The four wheeler. Yeah.
I also lived through. I'm older than you guys, so I also lived through the '93 blizzard when they were calling for 2 inches, and you wake up and there's almost 2 foot in your yard. I remember telling my dad. I came home. He was like, "What are you doing this weekend?" I was like, "Dad, I'm going back to Athens in the morning because there was a big party going on. It was Saturday night, off season.
Okay.
I'm like, Dad, I'm rolling in the morning. So I wake up in the morning. It's a little chilly in the house, but I'm like, I'm like, hey, I'm about to roll. I walk in there, my dad's having a cup of coffee or some kind of drink, whatever we had. And he goes, you looked outside? And I said, for what? He goes, take a look. Literally, the snow was up to my window.
Oh, my gosh.
And the first thought was, damn, I'm not going to be able to get that party. I had no idea. I had no idea. I was going 5 days without power.
The rages that were happening in Athens.
With my parents. Hey, no social media. No radio.
Hey, y'all might even have internet.
All we had, hell no, we didn't have radio. Dude, I was reading Garfield books at 20. I was so damn bored.
He had solid index cards in his library.
I don't think I came back to Rome for like 2 years. I was like, I'm not getting trapped.
That's a tale of two. Bressy's sitting right directly across me. This is a tale of two sides of the table because I was like 9. I was about to turn 10, obviously. And I remember walking like 2 miles to get Mountain Dew because we ran out of it. Yeah. And Rusty was walking to get Bud Light.
Literally, there was an emergency radio station in Rome, and people were calling in like, hey, I need oxygen on this corner. Hey, I need this. One of my buddies called in, and he was of age. He goes, hey, we're stuck on a mountain, and we've got one alcohol beverage left. Can somebody get some?
No.
But literally, you would call in. You would call in the station and go, hey, my grandmother's on this street. She's low on oxygen. Hey, we're low on propane. That's how people were communicating through AM radio with emergency battery power. That's how we were doing it for like 5 days. We would literally listen
to
the radio station for 5 days.
Wild. Interesting stuff,
hey,
man.
How good is Abdul Carter? Is he the best defensive player in the playoff left?
Yeah, if he plays. I mean,
what's the deal with this? What's going on?
He said game
time. It's really Kirby Smartish what they're not giving. He is. He's not. Maybe he's not.
Do you think it's injury or do you think it's something else?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. But you asked me the question. Yes, he is a dominant, dominant player. And I have seen Notre Dame in person. I do think that Notre Dame is a very good football team. I think they lack explosive players offensively. They got a great running back, but they only threw for like 89 yards against Georgia. I mean, Penn State has, oh, by the way, their best corner, A.J. Harris, is a transfer from Georgia. He was almost a five-star. This dude will lock you down. Jalen Kimber, who's a transfer from Georgia. They got some guys up there that can play. I really like Penn State more than people are talking because Notre Dame is so well coached. They are so well coached. They will not make any mistakes. But I do think Penn State. Are you talking about Drew Aller?
Yeah, yeah.
I got a chance to meet him out in Texas at the All-American Bowl. Really good player.
Yeah.
Really good guy.
Good kid.
Their running back, Singleton, he was the best running back we had that whole week there. I was like, this guy
is a dude.
And they're
tandem.
They're
back. Yes. That's what I was going to bring up.
They were there
earlier.
Together in Texas.
Yeah, and you haven't even mentioned the best player they have on offense to me, which is Tyler Warren.
Oh, dude, he's super freak. Yeah. I heard somebody talking about would the Falcons draft him, and God, we can't draft another offensive guy. But if that guy's sitting there, I don't know how you don't take him.
Well, he can play. He's lined up at every position on offense as far as skill. Like, he's lined out wide. He's a tight end, obviously. Running back.
Yes.
Quarterback. I mean, he's the H-back at times. He's been there. I mean, he's lined up everywhere for them.
We got an entire offseason to talk about this. But I saw two mocks this week with Jalen Walker to the Falcons. Please, for the love of God. Hey. Please, for the love of this city. If that dude is on the board, go get him.
If I asked you who was better between Walker or Williams, who would you say?
Michael Williams? I take Jalen Walker right now.
Okay. That's what I had this conversation, but here's
where Michael is going to go higher because there's only so many 6'5", 260-pound bodies that can go around. Talking to college coaches, that's the hardest thing to find.
Right.
Yeah. It's not the wide receiver. It's not the it's the 6'5", 260 that can rush. Why did Trayvon Walker go number one? Because there's only limited bodies like that. So Michael, being the one percentile guy, he's going to go higher. I saw yesterday top 10. But I'm telling you right now, I know as much as you can possibly know about Jalen Walker behind the scenes. I have met him many, many times. This dude's wired right.
Well, that's it. He plays differently with his aggression. The way college you can watch it.
College coach's kid. I mean, he gets it, man. Yeah. He gets it. Like, please, for the love of God, take that guy.
There's been a lot of news come out, obviously, in the last week since the Sugar Bowl about guys leaving and going to the NFL, guys entering the portal, guys coming out of the portal. What's been the biggest piece of Georgia personnel news for you in terms of what that program is moving
forward? Don't sugarcoat Damon Wilson.
Right.
I mean, that guy is a...
I could tell by Brandon Adams' tweet. Now, Brandon Adams, you know him.
Yeah,
man.
I love Brandon.
I love B.A. He is a Georgia through and through.
He wears it on his
heart now. He will sugarcoat everything.
Yes.
Even that when Brandon Adams is like, I can't do nothing.
There's a lot going on there. Great kid, high academic kid, 5-star. I mean, he had a great second. He had a great game against Notre Dame. In my opinion, he was going to be the guy next year.
Right.
They've had every guy in that position has been first rounders.
Right.
You start talking about Nolan Smith. Now
Which makes
talking
it
about,
more shocking, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, this guy had that look. I think he kind of felt like Georgia is more inside linebacker built because Jalen Walker would be the rusher. You know, they got this kid, Chris Cole, who was number one player in Virginia, 5-star, 6'3". There were some thoughts that he might be the edge guy for third down. I think that Damon Wilson, his family, thought he'd be a better fit somewhere as a 4-3 in, hand down, 9 tech, just coming off the edge.
Interesting.
Doesn't want to play in space. He just wants to rush the passer.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But you don't sugarcoat that. Now on the positive side, Zachariah Branch and Noah Thomas,
right?
Like, those are, like, Georgia's not playing around.
Yeah.
Like, Kirby Smart, somebody in that building had to say, okay, this position is
playmakers.
They're getting paid, and we got to have playmakers. And you go get those guys because USC was all over Noah Thomas. He wouldn't even get on the plane when he left Athens. He canceled all his visits.
Wow.
Zachariah Branch went to Miami. He went to Arizona State. Texas was trying to get him to come. He visited all those places, and at the end of the day, he signed with Georgia. They needed playmakers, man.
And, yeah, they did. They did. And they tried to be honest, they tried to get him the last couple of years through the portal.
Yep.
A couple of them just falling flat. Obviously, a number of issues, but that had to be, to your point, that had to be the target this offseason for what Kirby was
trying to do. There was no question. They signed 5 wide receivers in high school, which I thought you would never see that ever again because of the way the roster management is. Then they go out and get these guys. But Damon Wilson, obviously, they've got to do something at edge, but offensively, I think Georgia did what they had to do.
30 seconds, really quick. This Notre Dame team, I said this coming off the Sugar Bowl, I think this is the best Notre Dame team since maybe the early 90s. Like, the speed-wise, it just seems like they've got a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a faster set of personnel than I ever remember.
Yeah.
They always got this attitude of, like, this slodgy team that plays a big team.
Mm-hmm.
They're fast, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you've
speed.
Seen a lot of Notre Dame teams over the years.
You know, everybody kept texting me, hey, what's Notre Dame look like in person? And I was like, Georgia?
Right.
And they're
that's a great answer.
They're like, no, that's Notre Dame. I said, you're asking me. I'm looking at Notre Dame. I'm in the room with them. They look like Georgia. You want me to tell you they don't?
Right.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. You know,
such a good answer.
Did you see? I mean, and the game they played against Georgia played out exactly how they wanted it to. If you tell me you're going to score on a kickoff return and you're going to have 2 turnovers, Notre Dame's going to win the game.
Yeah.
They probably thought Gunnar Stockton was going to turn it over twice. You know, ETN has a fumble on the 9.
Right.
And then you have a strip sack right before half. And then you have a kickoff return. They scored 17 points in 54 seconds of game time. And you think Notre Dame is in here and go, that's exactly how we're going to win this game. They play so clean.
That was the blueprint.
They play so clean. Love, love, love Marcus Freeman. I think he's doing a great job. And I'm glad that Notre Dame, listen, sucks that Georgia lost because I cover them. But I'm glad Notre Dame is kind of back on the scene. Because I heard y'all talking about earlier, I grew up when Notre Dame was like a national, you kind of feared them. You know, like Nebraska. Will Nebraska ever get back? I don't know. But Notre Dame is definitely back in that market.
It should be a good one tonight. Yep. Rusty, thank you so much for joining us for the insight.
Steak had a flat tire, so I'm – oh, boy.
I know, so you're holding it down.
You want to stick around for that segment?
Jesus.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are –
come on, Steak. Get in, brother.
Steak got somebody coming to change it for him.
There ain't no doubt.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue with